online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
The Home Secretary is insisting there will be no no-go areas when it comes to dealing with online child sex abuse. Sajid Javid's been setting out his plans to tackle the issue, saying it's his mission to keep children safe.
The growth of the internet has given potential offenders who previously may have had no access to children the opportunity to meet and groom and abuse victims online. The NSPCC's own research shows that some children are being groomed online in less than 45 minutes.
The technology industry says it's dedicated to both the identification and removal of illegal content.
KMFM News.
A Westmorling man's appeared in court accused of abducting a child. It's alleged to have happened in May and involved a girl under the age of 16. The 30-year-old is also accused of persuading her to give a false account to police. He'll go on trial in November. A Tunbridge man's been arrested after a cyclist was killed in a crash in Essex. A van and bike collided on the A127 heading towards Southend yesterday morning. A 42-year-old's being held on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving. We're being urged to talk to our families more about organ donation, as figures show more than 60 people in Kent have died in the past 5 years waiting for a transplant. Around 500,000 people in the county are on the register, but many more are needed. Tracy Gibson is a specialist nurse for organ donation.
I think what we want is that people have that conversation, and out of that will come more lives saved through transplant and more wishes honoured of people who would want to donate their organs and save a life after their death. Don't think just because that's your wishes your family will know. It's not always the case. Have the conversation.
A man who drove away from police at 70 miles per hour in a 30 zone in Gillingham while banned from driving has avoided being sent straight to jail. Andrew Saunders went on the wrong side of the road with his car lights off last October. The 21-year-old from High Street in Minster has been given a 12-month suspended sentence and told by a judge he has one final opportunity to reform.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Farmers in Kent have joined others around the country in calling for the government to do more to help them following this summer's drought. Members of the NFU met with the Environment Secretary a month ago as harvest started to be hit by the lack of rain. Michael Gove offered support, but many say little's happened since then. Isabel Bretherton is from the National Farmers Union in the South East.
We had that long sort of extended winter and then a very, very dry summer. No rain for weeks and weeks and weeks on end. And even though we've had a bit now, it's not going to turn the situation around.
A man's been arrested in Tunbridge Wells following a serious assault across the border in Surrey. The 33-year-old was pulled over in Mount Ephraim this morning. The owner of a restaurant in Maidstone says a sinkhole that opened up outside could end up costing him £200,000 in lost revenue. Part of the A26 Tunbridge Road has been shut since it appeared in May. Kieran Hack runs the Targe Barming and says there's been an 80% drop in the number of people going there.
The local community has been very, very supportive. You know, we have a very strong regular customer base. However, it's not enough to sustain where, 12, 13 people are employed in a business.
Council bosses now say repair work might not be finished until October. And Roxanne Pallett has apologised to Ryan Thomas after accusing him of deliberately punching her in the celebrity Big Brother house. The former Emmerdale actress says she overreacted and got it wrong.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and former England captain Alistair Cook has announced he'll retire from international cricket at the end of the Test series with India. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Amante.
Well, he'll step away from the national team after the final match at the Oval, which starts on Friday. Kirk is England's leading scorer of all time, with more than 12,000 runs and the longest form of the game. He's struggled with the bat this summer, but will continue to play county cricket for Essex. On to ice hockey, and Kent's Invicta Dynamos scored 25 goals over the weekend as they warmed up for the new season. They faced the Slough Jets and friendlies at home in Douay. The season proper gets underway against Bracknell Bees in South Division 1 on the 16th. And in tennis, Serena Williams is into the quarterfinals of the US Open after winning a three-set battle with Kaya Kanepi. The six-time winner will now face eighth seed Karolina Pliskova. Defending men's champion Rafael Nadal is also into the last eight, where he'll play Austrian Dominic Thiem. Novak Djokovic will look to join him in the quarters later this evening when he takes on Portugal's Joao Sousa.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.